And so ends this spectacular opera on this infinitely intimate human note. Again, my question, what is this music about? Singers' egos, bel canto, huge sets and scenery, heroic personages? No, it's about the individual people with whom we deeply identify. As we draw towards the conclusion of this lecture, I would simply point out Verdi had three major compositional eras. We talk about his first period as going from Oberto, but really from Nabucco, his first hit, of 1842 through 1853, the year he composed Il Trovatore and La Traviata. And during that period of time, increasingly, Verdi is suppressing the distinctions between recitative, aria, and ensemble in favor always of a more continuous, more powerful dramatic line. We talk about Verdi's second compositional period as running from 1854 to 1871, ending with Aida. By Aida, these differences between recitative, aria, and ensemble are essentially gone. They might be written in the score, but I do not think we will witness orally while we listen to that selection. We were not witness to these divisions whatsoever. Verdi wrote his Requiem in 1874, and then, my friends, then he retired. He's brought out of retirement by a young opera composer and librettist named Arrigo Boito, who convinces Verdi that his talents must continue to be used, and together, very late in his life, Verdi enters his third compositional period, and with Boito, he writes Otello in 1887 and Falstaff, completed in 1893. Arrigo Boito is one of those fascinating sidelights we haven't had time to talk about in this course. He wrote an extraordinary opera, a miraculous opera called Mephistopheles, at the age of 26. It would have seemed that the future of Italian opera after Verdi belonged to Boito, but I would tell you that his next opera remained unfinished at his death, 50 years later, perhaps the greatest single case of writer's block in the entire repertoire. All of Verdi's operas were serious operas, excepting that early disaster, King for a Day, and his final opera, Falstaff, which was the last opera he did with Boito. Verdi's great genius, my friends, is as a dramatist. We find what is humanly common between ourselves and his characters, and we fall into his dramas in a way that few other opera composers can allow us to do. In all of Verdi's operas, from Nabucco to Falstaff, one trait is constant: a combination of primitive, earthy, elemental emotional force with directness, clarity, and, beneath all of its refinement of detail, fundamental simplicity of utterance. Verdi goes right to the point without any artifice. All his interest is in humanity. We hear this. We sense this. We know this. Viva il maestro. Viva Verdi. Grazie molto.